This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We welcome you to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders on this beautiful August day. Conducting our service today is our speaker, Pastor Steve Kramer. We pray you will stay tuned for his inspiring and practical message regarding spiritual junk food, entitled, Drop Those Cheetos and Come to Jesus.
There are some dinner invitations that are just too good to pass up. Jesus has one of those for you and me today. I invite you to stay with us and find out more. We'll begin in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we are grateful for your holy word and your desire to draw near to us and teach us about life. We humbly ask today that you would come and speak to us. For we want to know you and your life-giving truth. Amen. Our reading for today is from John chapter 6, beginning at verse 25. When the crowds found Jesus on the other side of the sea, they said to him, Rabbi, when did you come here? Jesus answered them, Very truly I tell you, you're looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not work for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you, for it is on him that God the Father has set his seal. Then they said to Jesus, What must we do to perform the works of God? And Jesus answered them, This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent. So they said to him, What sign are you going to give us then, so that we may see it and believe you? What work are you performing? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it's written, He gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then Jesus said to them, Very truly I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but it's my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. And they said to Jesus, Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
Just a closer walk with thee, granted, Jesus is my plea. Let it be.
heart strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk. Let me walk close to thee.
Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Dear friends, Americans love their junk food. I have to admit, so do I. According to studies that have recently been done, every year the average American eats 70 pounds of sugar. An average of 11% of our diet is saturated fat. Each day, we take in 8,500 milligrams of salt. We love our chips, Cheetos, candy, pop, to name just a few of them. Products such as these have been deemed as junk food because while they may satisfy you temporarily and be pleasing to your taste buds, they're junk. They're not very good for you. Junk food has very little, if any, nutritional value for your body. You may eat junk food and think that it's giving you that extra energy boost that you need to finish out a long afternoon or morning, but that's just not so. You see, it just doesn't last. If a person were to try to live on junk food, he or she can become not only a bit overweight and unhealthy, can also make you irritable and cranky and run down. I remember when our son was just a little tyke and what it would do to him if he spent the afternoon snacking on too many of these kinds of items. He would get out of sorts. His body was craving healthy food and real nutrition. You see, we were made to have a decent diet of the basic food groups in order that we might be healthy and growing human beings. My mother knew that. Every day she would go to great lengths to prepare a dinner for us as a family. And at 5:30 each afternoon, she'd stick her head out the door of our house and yell to us kids out playing, "Come and eat! It's supper time!" And when we approached the table, there would be a lavish meal, bread, vegetables, meat, milk. Mother loved us. She wanted us to eat properly. Well, in our gospel story for today, we overhear that same summons comes from Jesus as he has a conversation with a crowd that was really quite taken with him. He eventually gets around to telling them in this conversation, "I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. He who believes in me shall not thirst." This is not just a declaration about himself, but it's an invitation to come and eat as well. As we look at the story, we need to remind ourselves of what has transpired before this conversation. The day before, you know, Jesus had fed a crowd of 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes. Of course, the crowds were absolutely amazed and immediately wanted to make Jesus their king. You can almost hear them talking and scheming among themselves. "Can you imagine what this guy can do for us and our country's economy?" Well, Jesus made a quick exit when he heard this kind of conversation going on. He came to be their king, all right, and your king as well, but not that kind of king. Later on in John's Gospel, he'll say something to Pontius Pilate as he's standing before him on trial, and Pilate asks him, if he's a king, why is the crowd screaming for his blood? And Jesus will say, I'm not the kind of king this crowd's looking for. My kingdom is not of this world. When the crowds that Jesus fed the day before pursued him and then eventually found him in the town of Capernaum across the other side of the sea, Jesus' response to them was basically this: you folks just aren't getting it. All you've come looking for is more bread for your stomachs. You have your own agenda. You missed the sign. The miracle was meant to be for you, a sign about who I am. So I tell you, don't work so hard for the food that perishes, but for that food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. And he was pointing to himself as he talked about the Son of Man. And then Jesus went on to say, God the Father has set his seal of authority upon him. Well, what work should we be doing for God? The crowd asked curiously. And Jesus said, the work that God's looking for is simply that you believe in him whom he sent. And Jesus had to have been pointing to himself, saying, trust me and follow me. Finally, Jesus got around to telling them about a real bread. Not this stuff they had the day before, but real bread that has been given by God from heaven that gives real life to people in this world. And they said, sir, give us this bread always. And Jesus said, I'm the bread of life. He who comes to me shall not hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst. This story is about who Jesus is, first of all. The I am in that statement, I am the bread of life, is actually God's name in the Old Testament. I am. That's what he told Moses. They still won't get it, though. And many will turn away from him and reject him by the end of this whole conversation. By the way, what about you? Do you get it? You see, Jesus is pointing out that we are more than just bodies. We are minds and spirit as well, eternal beings, precious and important in God's sight, and we require food that feeds our spirit. We hunger basically for a relationship with the God who made us. We were wired that way, needing him, needing soul food that restores us and gives us life with God. The good news that Jesus is bringing us in this passage is that this God who loves us has provided that food for us in himself, Jesus. He's the bread of life. Interestingly enough, bread would be considered an essential for life in that day. So Jesus is saying to them, I'm really essential for your soul. I am just exactly what you need, what the doctor ordered. And God summons us then through this passage to come to him. Come and eat the bread of life. It's supper time. God made you, so of course he knows what you need to be truly satisfied. He knows your deepest hunger and thirst, and he loves you like a parent loves a child. He's provided the bread of life for you that endures for all eternity, Jesus. So drop that junk food that the world has concocted for you to answer all those questions of life and come to Jesus. Come and eat. It'll save your life. You know, as we go through life, we deal with some very basic questions. And the counsel that this world offers sometimes can sound pretty tempting and sweet. Let me give you a for instance. There are many who are hungering because they have things they feel badly about that they've done in the past regrets, things they wish they hadn't said or done, or things they wish they had said or done that needed to happen. And they're tired and depressed because this just eats away at a person. Here's what the junk food of the world will counsel you to do with that. Come on now. You're really okay. You didn't do anything worse than anybody else has done. Don't be so hard on yourself. That's just old-fashioned moralism or religion from your parents that's laying a guilt trip on you. Just forget it. There really aren't any absolutes left these days anyway, so cut yourself some slack. Just let it go. That is nothing more than junk food, spiritual Cheetos. And if you buy into that, you will become more spiritually unhealthy and empty inside and far from God, who loves you. So in the name of Jesus Christ, drop those spiritual Cheetos, if that's what you're taking in, and come to Jesus Christ confessing your sins and seeking forgiveness. Listen to his life-giving promise. If we say we have no sin, the truth isn't in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The bread of life, Jesus Christ, offers us forgiveness for our wrongdoings, not rationalizations. He went to the cross. He paid for our sin on that cross so that we could be forgiven and restored in our relationship with the Heavenly Father. Come and eat of his forgiveness. Sometimes people live with a sense of uneasiness or fear about the future. What's going to happen to me when I die? A lot of people lay awake worrying about that. Well, the world has all kinds of answers to give you peace of mind. It says such things as, well, here's what you do. You follow the golden rule as well as you possibly can, and God will reward you with a place in his heaven. It makes earthly sense to us, doesn't it? You get what you deserve. I mean, isn't that the way the world works? But let me ask you this, if you're buying into that, how do you know when you've done enough to merit that reward being promised you? Others might say, to try to comfort you, don't sweat it. God loves everyone. He'd never leave anyone out of his heaven. Everyone's going to heaven, so don't worry about it. We call that universalism. Here's what Jesus would call this kind of talk. Junk food religion. The bread of life tells us in our fears, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe in me. In my Father's house there are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go and prepare a place for you? And when I go and prepare that place, I'll come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. He says, I'm the resurrection and the life. Drop those spiritual Cheetos in the name of Jesus and come to the bread of life, who rose again from the grave as the first fruits of the resurrection, and receive his promise of eternal life that he has won for you. Many people hunger and thirst with a sense of incompleteness, or they talk about an emptiness they have. Something's missing. The world might counsel us this way. That void that you have can be filled by buying things or attaining things or being entertained or seeking pleasure and adventures. So go for that and you'll be happy. And that, my dear friends, is nothing more than junk food. It doesn't satisfy the deepest hunger within, our hunger for God. Jesus comes along and says to us, the bread of life, I've come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus knows what makes life work in the here and now. Ken Mansfield, in his life story about being with the Beatles, perhaps you remember the Beatles as that popular band. He worked with them before they broke up. And then he says things went downhill for him. And in the 80s, he finally hit bottom. He writes during this time that he fell in love with a lady who loved him but loved Jesus more. Because he wouldn't follow Jesus, she broke off their relationship. So Ken decided he had to meet this Jesus who commanded so much of her love. He did this, and he fell in love with Jesus too. And he makes it clear in his book that as grand as it was to be with the Beatles, the Fab Four, they in no way compare to Jesus. Ken writes of the time before he knew Jesus in this way. They, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, are the authors of the map I need for my journey. I needed a chart, a journal with clear directions, a log to refer to, a guidebook wherein their commands could speak to my wandering spirit. I needed a book so powerful that its very words could burn a living message into the absolute heart of my heart. I needed the irrefutable Holy Word of God, the Father Almighty, the creator of the very seas I was lost upon, for the greater part of my journey that began the day I set sail from the rugged shores of northern Idaho, I had none of these. Unfortunately, Billboard magazine was my Bible, the record charts my God, prestigious positions my purpose, the Holy Grail was a Grammy, and the best table at the Brown Derby, the promised land. And then he met Jesus. And all that changed. Let me ask you a personal question. What kind of a diet are you on these days? Christ's calling to us in this passage. The bread is ready. It's arrived. Come and eat. It's supper time. Your Heavenly Father loves you. He knows exactly what you need. He's provided for you. His Son, Jesus Christ, has paid for your sins and prepared a place for you in His heaven and has a new full life with Him just waiting for you to enjoy. So drop the Cheetos, the spiritual junk food, and come to Jesus. Amen.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can when I come to die. Oh, and when I come to die. And when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the bread of life, Jesus, that you've offered us. And if there's anyone listening to this message today that has not tasted your grace through Jesus, nudge that individual by the power of your Spirit to receive Christ, who is the bread of life that every one of us needs. Help us all to trust in him and walk dependently with him all the days of our lives. In his name we ask this, amen. As you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May today's message help you to remember, come and eat at the table Jesus has prepared for you. If you enjoyed today's message and would like to hear it again, be sure to check out our webpage, ChristianCrusaders.org. You can find both audio and printed versions of the program on our homepage, as well as the messages from past broadcasts. Our website address is ChristianCrusaders, all one word, .org. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our ministry. Please consider a final gift to your favorite ministries as a part of your estate planning. We thank each of you for your gifts and prayers. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift of any amount to help cover production and mailing cost is always appreciated. Address your request to Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you were able to worship with us today and pray you will join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and radio speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 79th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.